The Chinese military has run live ammunition drills in the Taiwan Strait a day after US House Speaker Nancy Pelosi left Taipei. China fired ballistic missiles and deployed fighter jets and warships. Taiwan says the island won't be intimidated by military exercises, but has demanded Beijing stop the drills. The government says Chinese naval ships and military aircraft have entered what it considers to be its territorial waters. China-based journalist Patrick Fok has more on Beijing's reaction.
China's foreign ministry said today that it was compelled to act in self-defense, and all the action that was being taken was targeted at Taiwan separatist forces. State media reported just after noon that long-range live firing drills were being carried out in six exclusion zones surrounding Taiwan and its population of 23 million people, and that precision strikes had been conducted and achieved the expected results. There's also lots of unverified video that's circulating on social media showing rockets being fired from China in the direction of Taiwan. And Taiwan also said that it had to chase away aircraft as well as warships that had crossed over the median line.
There's been renewed fighting between Armenia and Azerbaijan along the disputed Nagorno-Karabakh region. Karabakh forces say they lost two fighters. One Azerbaijani soldier was also killed. Armenia and Azerbaijan have been locked in a decades-old dispute for the territory and fought two wars over it. Iraq's influential Shiite politician Muqtada al-Sadr is demanding an early election. He says dialogue with political rivals has proven to be futile. Sadr is urging supporters to continue a sit-in at parliament until their demands are met. The Bank of England has raised its base interest rate by 0.5 percentage point, its biggest jump since 1995. The move is aimed at calming the UK's worst inflation in 40 years. And Australia's Great Barrier Reef has set a new record for coral recovery. A report by the Australian Institute of Marine Sciences found two-thirds of the reef has the largest amount of coral cover in 36 years.
Hey guys, Sami Zaidan here from Essential Middle East Podcast. Now, Iraq is at a crossroads. Find out why on this episode of the Essential Middle East Podcast.